an emerging basic computer, multimedia, CD, digital phone, cable. There is a common misperception that the hardware and software requirements of the information highway are many years away and likely to be too expensive for many. The basic client computer requirements are exceeded by most any basic home computer sold this year. Powerful multimedia computers with color graphics, substantial disk storage, GUI or GUI graphics software interfaces, communications cards, and even CD players are now standard in $1,500 systems. Most purchasers of home computer systems this year will be ready to access the Internet. Delays are more likely within financially strapped nonprofit organizations who find that 1985 computer investments continue to serve the purposes for which they were purchased. As value is added to online systems, organizations will be forced to invest in new systems with additional capacity. They will usually spend less for new computers than they did in the past, and they will also usually find a use for existing resources as they add new equipment. Many have argued that community-wide access to the Internet will require ensuring that even very limited computer equipment will serve information access needs. Organizations retooling for graphics systems can pass older computers back to other organizations or to households who may otherwise have difficulty with even minimal costs. But a focus on a lowest common denominator standard for local systems will fail to realize the very real advantages of the more advanced technology of the World Wide Web. A major source of delay until a convenient, multifaceted information system is realized will be the time required to put high-speed communication channels in place. Digital phone and cable systems will soon offer inexpensive, very efficient, and competitive choices in most communities. Until then, more limited modem connections seem adequate for general purposes. The time required to organize people and information and to adjust to the opportunities these systems will provide may prove to be the major limitation. Information networks are more about people and organizations than about technology.